Welcome back. Okay, so for those that are with us, we started talking about change. And what we said earlier is that wanting to grow and change is perfectly normal. In fact, it's actually very healthy. But the question is how. And what we said earlier was it's the ability to change your mentality. And how do we do that? First, you take responsibility, and then you realize that what you're really looking to do is change your perspective. The lens in which you see the world changes how you react and how you build your life towards that world. But let's go to the next concept here. And I want to create a distinction for you today between the words like and the words want, right? We use these words almost interchangeably. I want ice cream. I would like ice cream. As if it's like almost you're just a little more polite when you say like. Yeah, sure, I want this. Sure, I'd like this. These words are seemingly the same, but in effect, they're actually not. They're pretty different. I once had the opportunity to sit with a really, really, really smart man, and it was in England, and we had a long car ride together, and I asked him a question, and he's a brilliant, brilliant guy, and he's got, you know, huge, huge vast of knowledge in philosophy and in business knowledge. And I said, what do you think the strongest force in the world is? And he said to me, the strongest force in the world by far is the power to want. Wanting competes and destroys everything. When someone wants something, there's almost nothing that gets in the way. The reason why three-year-olds dominate your house is because when they want a cookie, they want a cookie. And they will look at their mother and be like, here's the deal. I want this cookie and I will fight you until either I fall asleep or die, whatever comes first. I'm not giving in. And she looks into the eyes of that three-year-old and she gives up all the time. For sure. You can have 10 kids in the house. You can have entire families over for whatever holiday. It doesn't matter. That three-year-old wants something. He will claw. He will crawl. He will fight for that toy. And everyone gives in. Do you know why? Because he has the power of want. Wanting is the strongest power we have today, which is why it happens in every area, in business and in sports and relationships. Any environment where there's somebody that wants more than the other person, they almost always end up winning because nothing gets in the way with wanting. Now, you want to change. Question is, do you? Or would you like to change? Like is totally different. Like is a preference. You would like chocolate over vanilla. You don't want. If you get to a point where you desire ice cream too much, we got to get you bigger goals. At the end of the day, preferences can never, ever compete with desires. They're totally different. There's different levels of intensity. So I ask you, in the area that you want to grow in, you want to grow a business, you want to grow in relationships, you want to grow in spirituality, you want to grow in any area, life, grades, whatever it is, do you want it or would you like it? Now, what happens to most of us, and here's where it gets to be a little deeper, is that most of the time we're getting exactly what we want. Now, we'd like to be different, but deep down, we don't want to be different, right? I'd like to get respect, but I deep down want attention. So I'll dress and say things that get me attention. I'll make sure that my job makes me this much money so that I can get this much toys. I'll wear these clothes, say these things, say words. I know people out there that like will call people and like talk about other people. I'm like, why are you doing this for? It's because they want the attention. They'd like respect. They want attention. Would you rather be happy or right? I'd like to be happy, but I want to be right, which is why I'll hold this grudge forever. But you're miserable, but I'm right. But you're miserable, but I'm right. Sure, I'd like a good relationship, but I want her to call and tell me that I was right. And until he or she does, forget it. Well, you're getting exactly what you want. Now, you may be inspired for more, but deep down, that's not what you want. The question is, what do we want? For the most part, we are getting the life that we want. We think we're not, but we are, because that's what's driving us. And then we get inspired and we go, well, I'd really like a higher level of life. I'd really like to enhance my experience. I'd really like to be a little bit more lofty, but, you know, it'd be great if that worked itself out. And that has no chance. So the question that I ask you, and if you can sort of isolate the area of change in your life and ask yourself, what's driving me towards causing the negativity? Why can't I just be a better husband or wife? I'd like to be, but I want them to realize that I am great, or I want my needs to be realized in this relationship. Why can't I have a better relationship with my child? I'd like one, but I want him or her to be the people that I want them to be. Why can't I just make more money? Because I want to work the hours that I want to work, and I want to make the money that I want to make. It's not about creating value for my boss. Ask yourself, in the area that you want to change, What's your true desire? You want to get from God or you want to give to God? You want him hooking you up with the stuff? Or do you want to ultimately turn to him and go, I'm here for you. I'm a servant of yours. How can I be best served for you? Same thing applies in every area of our lives. And what you'll find most of the time is that the area in your life that you want to change is the areas that you would like, but deep down your want is going in the opposite direction. You're living a life, pursuing your desires, and then in a moment of inspiration, you realize that's not who I am. I'm more than that. I am. I'm more than that. Oh, man. The more that feeling stays at the level of like, the more it has no chance. Highlight for me an area in life that you want to change and then be totally honest with yourself and saying, what's the desire that's driving me from this change? Why can't I see this person as positive? Why can't I have this relationship? Why can't I be this person in the community? Why can't I make this money? Why? And what you'll find is that underlying that, yeah, sure, I want this feeling, is a really deep-rooted want that's taking you in the opposite direction. To relax, to not do anything, to have people work for me, to feel a certain way, attention, whatever it is. Until you can isolate the want that's driving you in the wrong direction, you can't turn it around. For you to make change, you have to realize, for the most part, there's always an exception, for the most part, the life that you have is the life that you already desire. It's manifesting itself. It's out there. You just haven't gotten down deep enough to realize it. But if you can go deep enough and sit there just for a few minutes quietly and realize it, yeah, I'm actually, yeah, this is what I deep down want, although I don't want to be this way anymore. Just that recognition allows you to understand what the cause of the problem is. Now, with that recognition, you have to start to build up the want in the other direction. You have to start to see that what's happening right now is that you're allowing yourself to get a lower level of want, taking you in a place that's not deep down who you truly are. And the more you can build up the desire, the more you can in your mind start to see how much loftier your life and how much greater, how much stuff you can have more. This isn't just about being a better person. This is about accomplishing more. I'm not just talking about charity, although that's amazing. I'm talking about anything you want to do in life. Your own happiness, your own focus on reality, the change you want to make comes with living a certain life, and living that life is desiring that which works best for you. Most of the time we desire things because growing up, we live in a world of consumption. So when we were little kids, they told us from every second, everywhere you looked, buy, 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 buy. We live in a world where we're little, we're getting like letters after our names, and our value intellectually is based on some letter that a teacher gives us. So after a while, we're like trying and waiting for someone to tell us that we're smart or important. We live in a world where before we even like, you know, got out of high school, like who you're friends with and how you this, we're living a world where they're pushing us down, which is totally part of humanity. And people live their whole lives this way. You haven't seen people 50, 60 years old. They're in the same structure. The same. They're fighting for the same stuff they fought for when they were 12. They're not bad people. They've never once sat and said, wait a second. I'm getting what I want. But this is what I should want. I should want more. I should want better. And when I feel that flash of inspiration, I can get it. And so for this class, here's what I ask you. Spend time, write down the change you want to make, and then right underneath that, ask yourself, what's the desire that has been driving me away from that change? And the minute you'll be able to articulate that, you'll know what needs to get fixed. And what you do is start to build up the desire in the change. Before you do anything, build up the desire. Spend time thinking about it. What you'll find, by the way, is the more you think about it, the more it'll change your focus, which will change your reality. You'll actually see opportunities you didn't know were there before. Identify the desire, move your like to change to want to change, and figure out from there what it means to really desire to become the person that you're meant to be.